Well, good evening from the Brady Hips Arena here at Westside High School, Drewsbury, Arkansas. It is time now for Mammoth Spring Lady Bear Basketball. Your Mammoth Spring Lady Bear Basketball being brought to you by the Bank of Salem in Mammoth Spring and Salem. Taylor Grubach, Chevrolet Buick GMC West Plains. Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, Seth Godwin, your agent in Fulton County. Alice Drugstore in Mammoth Spring and Salem. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative. FNBC Community Bankers. Monarch Realty, Solomon Cornelius Broker with offices in Thayer and Little Spring. Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic. Ozarka College. Mammoth Spring School District and Missouri Forest Products Association. Those are your sponsors for Mammoth Spring Lady Bear Basketball tonight. We are in semifinal action of the 1A2 Regional here at Westside High School. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will take on the Concord Lady Pirates. Lady Bears come into this game. They are the number one ranked team in the state in Arkansas, and they are the defending state champions. So expecting big things here. And, of course, the Norfolk Lady Panthers, who are the number two ranked team in the state of Arkansas. They won their game earlier today, so they have already advanced into the finals tomorrow night. They'll play at 7 o'clock tomorrow night against the winner of our game here between Mammoth Spring and Concord. By the way, the Lady Bears are 34-4 on the season. Look at that 35th win here tonight. We're a little over 8 minutes away from the tip-off. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more from Westside High School in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ready to change your life? Get started at Ozarka College. If you're looking for technical training or want to take courses to transfer to a university, Ozarka has a plan for you. Need a flexible schedule? Ozarka's online offerings make it really easy. Best of all, at Ozarka, students matter and your education is affordable. Apply today at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
Heads up, high school juniors. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative will send four teenagers on youth tour this June. The Electric Cooperative Youth Tour is an all-expense-paid trip to Washington, D.C. Winners will explore monuments and museums, visit with senators and representatives, and meet students from across the country. Download the Youth Tour application at naeci.com. That's naeci.com. Be sure to apply by March 15th.
Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student-athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring Boys and Girls Basketball Teams, member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears!
At Southern Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, you aren't just a number on the scoreboard. With 1.3 million insured, we have a long history of making good plays. That's why, game day and every day, make us your friends for life. Contact your local Farm Bureau agent for more information or visit us at www.sfbli.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
The schools participating in this state basketball tournament game are members of the Arkansas Activities Association as authorized by their school board. The administrators of this school has helped to write the rules and regulations that govern participation of students in competitive activities for the schools that are members of the Arkansas Activities Association. Both teams continue to warm up, the captains meeting at half court along with the referees, get some final instructions here. Coaches out there with them. And we are just a little over 5 minutes away from the tip-off here between the Lady Bears and the Lady Pirates. Want to say thank you to our Mammoth Spring Lady Bear boosters for this season. They include Clary Funeral Home in Alton and Thayer, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Forstler's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland, Arkansas and Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Martin in Alton and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated and Towing in Thayer, Thayer Walmart, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Cooper Family Farm in Mammoth Spring, Fred O'Neill, Attorney at Law and 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer, Penny Lane County, Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Street, State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Carter Funeral Home and Thayer in West Plains, and Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Those are your boosters for this season. And what a great season it's been. It's been fun following these defending state champion Mammoth Spring Lady Bears all season. And, boy, I know everybody's anticipating a big showdown tomorrow night, but the Lady Bears got a tough one here tonight. They've got to get by the Concord Lady Pirates for a chance to move on to meet the Norfolk Lady Panthers in the final here of the regional. The two teams that have played for the state championship the last 2 years, Mammoth Spring and Norfolk. So are they on their way to that third match this year? We'll have to wait and see. By the way, the Concord Lady Pirates come into this game. They are 28-7 on the season. These are two really good basketball teams set to play here in this semifinal of the 1A2 regional at Westside High School here in Greers Ferry, Arkansas. Beautiful gym here, and again, thank you to all the staff here at Westside. Done a great job making us feel welcome. Got us all set up here, and we are ready for some good basketball. We watched a good game just a few minutes ago between Greers Ferry and Concord, a game that Concord won. They'll move on to the championship game tomorrow night at 7:30. So both teams continue to warm up. We're going to take one more break. We'll come back with your starting lineups in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients at Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, located at 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. The most important thing at our dealership is taking the very best care of our customers. We strive for a completely satisfied experience every time you come see us. Stop by Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-through at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, go Bears and Lady Bears.
Again, welcome back here to Westside High School as we get set to go with the starting lineups here for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Concord Lady Pirates. They continue to warm up. We're actually about a minute away from the tip-off here between these two teams. Both teams advancing with first-round wins here in the regionals. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with a dominant performance over the Viola Lady Longhorns in their contest. The game they won 54-22 on Wednesday night. They'll run the final minute off the clock. We'll get the introduction to starting lineups. The Bears at the top seed will be the home team on the scoreboard. They are in the home white, trimmed in blue, blue lettering. Concord in those rose purple uniforms. White lettering on the jerseys, trimmed in, I guess that's the orange color on the uniforms. The two teams, Mammoth Spring, will be going left to right. Concord right to left here to start the ball game. We are just about set. They're still waiting here to run these final few seconds off of the clock. Remind you, the championship round will be held tomorrow night. Girls' championship is at 6 o'clock. The boys' championship at 7:30. They'll play the third-place game earlier in the day. The third-place game for the girls is at noon. Boys at 1:30. whatever time the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears play, that's when we're going to be here broadcasting for you from Westside High School. Well, they stopped it at 5 seconds to see what they're going to do here as they get ready. I believe they introduced the starters for these two teams. The Bears, as I said, the home team, so we'll get the Pirates first. Number 20, the first player out, that is Lakin Cornett. Next out is number 23, that is Laney Brackett. Number 5 is Whitney Goodson. She is a freshman playing here on the varsity team. Sophomore, Kaylee Cornett. Some youth on this team. Another sophomore starting, number 10. And that is Ashlyn Conzi wearing number 10. Had her wrote down on the roster. I got is number 11. That's all right. We got it corrected. Now let's get the Lady Bears. Same five that has started most of the season. They start with the sophomore, number 5, Molly Corbett. Lainey Young wears number 3. She is one of the 4 seniors in the starting lineup. Number 4, Bryn Washam, a member of the 2,000-point club at Mammoth Springs. Scored over 2,000 points in her career. That's amazing. Number 23, Tay Davis. She scored over 1,000 points for the Lady Bears. And Adriana Corbett, number 24, also over 1,000 points in her career. It's a team, when they're on, they can really put up some points. And as good as they are offensively, it might be even better defensively. When they put that press on, it really causes problems for the opponents. 8 minutes on the clock. The referees step out onto the court. We are ready to go. Coach Small is standing out almost at the center circle there where the Lady Bears are gathered around him to get some final instructions for Concord. They are way over by their bench. Bears are out first. Tay Davis is going to step into the center circle. She'll jump it up. These two teams, they match up pretty evenly size-wise. Tay Davis will be jumping it up, and she stands, looks like, eye-to-eye with number 10 there, Kazi. Ashlyn Kazi. Referee ready to get this started. Tosses the ball up. It's tipped, and it's controlled by the Lady Bears. Molly Corbett all the way to the basket for an easy two. Good start for the Lady Bears. They get a layup here to start the ball game. Now they'll set up the defense. Corbett's going to pick up the dribbler. Having trouble seeing the numbers here on these uniforms. Number 20, that is Cornett. They swing it underneath. Good pass. Shot up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Davis. Had a wide open layup there that they missed. Davis with her head up. Brings the ball up the floor. Pass under to Corbett. Corbett goes to basket. Can't get to go. Gets her own rebound. The ball's loose. Picked up by Molly Corbett. The ball slapped out of bounds. It left by the Concord Lady Pirates, number 10. Kazi, Ashlyn Kazi with a good block there. Inbound play here for Mammoth Spring. Looking to bring it in. They bring it in to Corbett. Out to Davis. She thought about the shot. Didn't take it. Now she's going to take a contested jumper from about 10 feet. That's no good. And Concord quickly back the other way. Lady Pirates trying to work it inside. They do to Kazi. Back out. Get it around to number 23, that's Cornett. And the ball stolen by Lainey Young. Lainey picks it up, gives it to Davis. Davis up the floor to Washam. Washam lost it. It's taken away by number 23, and that is Lainey Brackett. Concord with the basketball, down two. We're just underway, about a minute, a little over a minute into the ball game. With the basketball, they swing it around the outside. Goodson. Put the shot up, no good. Rebound taken by Davis. Davis up the floor to Corbett. Adriana gives it to Washam. She thought about the three. Out to Davis. Davis is going to dribble into the lane. Kicks it out. Young open for three. It's on the way. Off the rim, no good. Long rebound. Chased down by number 23, Brackett, for the Concord Lady Pirates. Lady Bears cold here to start this one. With a basketball. And number 12, that is Cornett. They swing it back outside. Number 23, Brackett, with the basketball. High post. Going through the basket. Number 10, that is Kazi. She puts the shot up and draws the foul. Lady Bears picks up the foul. That foul is on number 24, Adriana Corbett, her first. Ashlyn Kazi to the free throw line. trying to tie this up here with a couple of free throws. First one is on the way, and it is good. 2-1, Mammoth Spring with a one-point lead. Cosby will set for the second. 6:03 left to play in the first quarter. Semifinals of the 1A2 regional. Second free throw is no good. Rebound chased down by Tay Davis. Both these teams will advance into the state tournament next week over at North Arkansas College in Harrison. Bears with the basketball. And we're going to have a foul called on the floor. That was a touch foul on the Lady Pirates. And the Bears will inbound. Didn't see who the foul was on. Number 23 called for that foul. That's Brackett. Brackett called for the foul. Inbound pass is stolen. Good defense there by the Pirates. They head the other way on the dribble all the way up the floor to the basket. Shot up no good. Rebound by the Lady Pirates. Back up again. Good job there. Number 10, Ashlyn Cosby with a couple of offensive rebounds. And the Pirates are up one now. Lainey Young with it. She'll give it out to Davis. Davis to Molly Corbett. Molly back out to Adriana. Adriana to the basket. Her shot no good. Fight for the rebound is taken by the Lady Pirates. So far, Lady Pirates doing a good job defensively against these Lady Bears. Lady Bears struggling with her shot. We got a three-pointer made by Cornett. And it is a four-point Concord lead now. 6-2. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Down four. They won't panic. 5 minutes left in the first quarter. Another turnover. Bad pass by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. That's going to be a foul on Molly Corbett. Molly commits the foul. And the Lady Pirates will inbound on the sideline. Number 23, Brackett, Lainey Brackett, will inbound the basketball. And she's going to bring it in to number 10, Kazi. Kazi seems to be their best offensive player here early. With the basketball. On the dribble, backdoor cut, pass inside is tipped, taken by the Lady Pirates. Shot no good. Tay Davis with the rebound. She's going to turn, pushes the ball up the floor. Good pass underneath to Corbett. Corbett should have shot it. Molly trying to be unselfish, though. She saw Bryn on the opposite side, but she should have went up with a shot. She had a wide open layup. So the inbound play here now for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Lainey Young will bring the ball in. Got to hurry up and get it in here. They do to Washam. Washam hands it off to Young. Back out to Davis. Davis with the basketball. She's going to give it back to Young. Open for three. It's on the way. Off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound. Controlled by the Lady Pirates. Lady Pirates again pushing the ball up the floor all the way to the basket. Shot up, no good. Molly Corbett with a rebound, and she's going to be knocked down. And a foul is going to be called on number 12, Cornett. Kately Cornett called for the foul, her first. That is the second team foul. Both teams have two fouls. Davis will take the inbound, looks to Coach Small as he calls out a play. We are down to 4 minutes to play. Lady Bears with 2 points here halfway through this first quarter. They're just struggling to get a shot to go. They go inside to Corbett, to Washam, and Washam foul. Struggling to get points. They're going to go to their leading scorer, Bryn Washam. She'll draw a foul, and it was on the floor, so the Lady Bears again will trigger the ball in here on the baseline. They bring it in to Davis. Davis open for three. Thought about it. Didn't take it. Gets it out to Washam. Inside to Molly Corbett. Back out to Adriana. Adriana drives. Gives it to Young. Young looking inside. Back out to Davis. Lady Bears with the basketball. Young to Davis. She'll fire the jumper off the glass for two. Lady Bears need that. They were struggling to get anything to go. Back to a two-point ball game, 6-4. 3:35 left to play here in this first quarter. Low-scoring ball game. Probably favors Concord here. With the basketball steal by Davis. Tate with the ball, three on one. Davis with a nice fake to the basket. Can't get it to go. Molly Corbett back up, no good. Back up again. And the ball comes off the rim, but she's going to be fouled. Like there's a lid on that basket down there. Man, the spring just can't get it to go. Not shooting the ball very well to start with here. Molly Corbett a chance to tie it up here with a couple of free throws. She's got 2 points. Molly's first one is on the way. It's good. Corbett with three makes it a one-point ball game. Number 23 already has three fouls. Brackett. And we're not even a little over halfway through the first quarter. Second shot is good by Corbett. Molly's got four. Lady Bears have tied it up at six. Four straight points. Concord with the basketball. They'll bring it across half court. Number 20, that is Cornette. They swing it around on the wing. Number 21 who just checked in. That's Dietrich. And the pass inside is going to be a turnover on the Concord Lady Pirates. So Mammoth Spring a chance to get the lead back. Kay Davis will bring the ball across half court. Steps on the big S there. The WS in half court. With a basketball. Brim Washam, she's going to fire for three. That's on the way. No good. Rebound inside by Corbett. Back up, and she's going to draw a foul. It's Adriana Corbett. Adriana, good hustle. Got that offensive rebound. She'll get the free throw line. A chance to put the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears back on top here. Down to 2:48 to play in this first quarter. Free throw is on the way. It is good. Adriana's first point of the ball game. She'll set for the second. Corbett, couple of dribbles. Shot is on the way, and it is good. Adriana made them both. Lady Bears back up by two now, 8-6. They led by two early, scored the first 2 points of the ball game, and the Concord Lady Pirates went on a 6-0 run. With a basketball, Devers outside, passes over to Cosby. Cosby trying to drive down the lane. She's cut off by Davis, now double team. Swings it out, three-pointer on the way. It's no good, long rebound. Chased down in the corner by Cosby, and going to be out of bounds off of Laney Young. And Laney checking on Cosby, make sure she's okay. As they both went into the end of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bear bench. Inbound play here for the Lady Pirates. Devers will trigger the ball in. Looking to come in, still looking, and does. Three-pointer on the way. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound inside, back up and in. Number five, that is Goodson. Whitney Goodson, the freshman, tying the ball game at eight. Lady Bears. Tay Davis fires for three. It's good. Tay Davis, for her first three-pointer, she's got five. Leads the Lady Bears in scoring. The Lady Bears are back up by three, now 11-8. 2 minutes left to play here in this first quarter. Devers with it. Her pass inside bounces all the way across court. It's run down. Good hustle there by the Concord Lady Pirates. Driving baseline all the way underneath. We got a kick ball. It's going to go off the leg of Adriana Corbett and out of bounds. A minute 46 to play. Pirates ball. 15 seconds on the shot clock. A minute 46 on the game clock. Looking to come in. Still looking. They're going to have to hurry up and get it in here. They tried to get it in to Cosby, but Davis slapped it back. No time off the clock. You would think they at least took a second off there. Inbound play here for the Lady Pirates, trying to work it in. That's going to be 5 seconds. Good defense for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, denying that inbound pass. And the Lady Bears will come back on offense, leading by three, 11-8. Again, the winner of this one will face Norfolk for the championship tomorrow evening. Laney Young has it in the corner, across the floor, bad pass, stolen by Cosby. She goes to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Good decision there by Molly Corbett not to challenge that. Bryn Washam for three, it's on the way, it's good. Bryn Washam's first point of the ball game. First 3 points, I should say. Lady Bears up four, 14-10. Down to a minute 13. Starting to warm up, had a slow start through the first 4 minutes and only scored 2 points. Since then, they've scored 12 in the next, like, 3 minutes. Lady Bears on defense. Cosby trying to get around Davis, and that's tough to do. Shot on the way. It's no good. Cosby with a rebound inside, back up, no good. Adriana Corbett's going to hit it and knock it out of bounds. 32 on the shot clock, 52 on the game clock. 14-10, Mammoth Spring leading Concord. Concord gets the ball into the middle to Cosby. She'll fire the jumper, no good. Rebound pulled down by Tay Davis. Tay looking up the floor. Passed it up to Young. Young underneath to Corbett. Adriana tried to go up, but drew a foul. That's going to be on number five, Goodson. Whitney Goodson called for the foul, her first. Actually, they called that on number 20. Cornette, I thought Goodson reached in and committed the foul. But Adriana Corbett back to the free throw line where she's 2 out of 2 so far. Make it 3 out of 3. Lady Bears are perfect so far, 5 out of 5 at the free throw line. Where the boys started last night, they were 14 out of 14 before they finally missed one. Adriana knocks in the second. She's got 4 points. Lady Bears with their biggest lead, a 6-point lead,
39 seconds left to play first quarter. Concord with the basketball. 28 seconds on the shot clock, 33 on the game clock. Cosby has it. She's guarded by Davis. Good matchup there. Two really athletic girls playing right there. Cosby outside. Three-pointer on the way is no good. Rebound fought for. Controlled by Adriana Corbett. Adriana pass up the floor to Young. Young back to Davis. Davis holds up, looking inside, almost threw it. Now gets it back out to Young. Young to Adriana Corbett. Back to Young. Young trying to pass it into the lane. Bad pass. Down to 1 second to play, and the shot at the buzzer is no good. Your score at the end of one, 16-10. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead the Concord Lady Pirates. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
This is Solomon Cornelius, owner-broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors, to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
And welcome back again to Westside High School, the Brady Hip Arena. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, slow start here, had 2 points in the first 4 minutes and scored 14 in that second 4 minutes and lead it 16-10 at the end of one. Cosby has the ball for Concord as we start the second quarter. They'll swing it around the outside, almost a turnover. Concord picks up the basketball, tried to work it inside. The ball's tipped, picked up again by Concord. Shot clock down to 20. Number 20 with the basketball, that's Cornette. She passed it across, shot up, no good. Blocked by Adriana Corbett and taken out of the air. Adriana pushing the ball up the floor. Corbett gets it off to Davis. Davis drives in, puts the shot up off the glass, no good. Rebound pulled down by Corbett, back out to Laney Young. Laney going to set up the offense. Good decision there by the senior. Tay Davis at the top of the key. Lady Pirates back in that zone. Corbett with it. She turns at the free throw line, looks inside, backs it back out, gets it to Washam. Washam's already hit 1-3. Back out to Davis. Davis underneath to Molly Corbett. Molly back out to Tay. She fakes the shot, now going to pull up off the glass, in and out, no good. And Cosley pulls down the rebound. Ashlyn Cosley quickly pushing the ball up the floor. Weaving through traffic, goes up with it, couldn't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Cosley, and she'll draw a foul. Cosby drew the foul. She'll go to the free throw line. That foul on number 3, Laney Young, is her first. Shot on the way is good for Cosby. She has 6 points in the ball game. 6:45 left in the half. It's a 5-point Mammoth Spring lead. Cosby will set for the second. It's on the way, and it is good. So Mammoth Spring back with the basketball, leading by 4, 16-12. 6:41 left to play in this first half. Washam going to fire for 3. That's no good. Rebound underneath taken by Young, and Young's going to be fouled. Good job, Laney. Young got inside position to get that rebound. We'll see who the foul's on. Lady Pirates already in a little bit of foul trouble. Foul was on number 5, Goodson, her second. Brackett already on the bench with 3 fouls. Steal by the Lady Pirates. They'll head the other way. Pushing the ball up the floor. Both teams with 5 first. Will actually have 1 foul. Steal by Bryn Washam. Bryn on the dribble. Takes it in. Powers it up for the shot. No good. Rebound by Corbett. Back out to Davis. Davis thought about the 3. Gets it to Adriana. Over to Young. And we're going to foul inside. I think they're going to get Bryn Washam on the foul. Brynn with a little push in there trying to get position. 6:05 left to play in the half. Mammoth Spring starting this second quarter a lot like they started the first. They went 4 minutes scoring only 2 points. They've played 2 minutes down, haven't scored a point here in the second quarter. Cosby with the basketball on the dribble, picked up by Washam. Hands it off. The ball is loose and out of bounds. That's last by Mammoth Spring. Number 12, Cornett, Kately Cornett, lost the dribble. One of the Lady Bears must have touched it. Inbound play here for the Lady Pirates. Number 30 checked in. She passed that ball in. Gives it to Cornett. Kately looking inside. Goes underneath. Shot up. No good. Rebound by Adriana Corbett. And we got a foul inside. That's going to be on Ashlyn Causey. And we got a timeout call. 5:37 left in the first half. 16-12. Lady Bears lead it back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Welcome back again to the Brady Hip Arena at Westside High School in Grooves Ferry, Arkansas. Lady Bears with a slow start here. 16-12, they lead the Concord Lady Pirates. Laney Young has it on the wing out to Molly Corbett. Molly around to Davis. Davis looking inside. Back over to Washam. Washam gets the screen. Gets it to Davis. Davis goes around the defender all the way to the basket. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. A rebound loose on the floor. Picked up by the Lady Pirates up the floor. Cornett, that is Kately Cornett, lost the dribble on double dribble. Picked it up and changed hands. Got called for the double, and she did. Lady Bears will get it back. Good thing they're playing defensively because right now the offense is not working. We went 3 minutes here in this second quarter. Lady Bears have not scored so far. With the basketball, Washam thought about the three. Now she's going to take it. Shot up, no good. Long rebound by Corbett. Back out to Young. Laney fires for three. That's on the way, and it's good. Big shot there by Laney Young. Her first bucket of the ball game. Makes it a 7-point Mammoth Spring lead, 19-12. Maybe that'll get them going. 4:38 left to play in the half. Causey with it. She's guarded by Davis. Goes to the basket. Nice pass to number five, Goodson. Goodson goes up. She's got four. And the Lady Bears head back the other way. Laney Young has it on the wing. Just hit a three from right there. They jump out on her. Davis has it. Gets it off to Young. Out to Corbett. Adriana going to fire for three. Rebound out to Adriana. She'll give it back to Molly. Around to Young. Young with the basketball. Gives it to Molly Corbett. To Davis. Davis looking inside. Out to Young. To Davis in the lane. She'll pull up for the jumper. Can't get it to go. And a rebound again. Oh, Adriana Corbett had it but lost it. Adriana right now is everywhere getting those rebounds, but Bears just can't finish. 5-point ball game, 19-14. 3:45 left to play in this first half. Cornett thought about the shot, didn't take it, and come back out on the dribble pass inside, stolen by Corbett across the floor. Washam to the basket, can't get it to go. Molly Corbett with a rebound back up. Her shot hit the side of the backboard, and then Molly commits the foul. Lady Bears missing some easy shots. So far, just been one of those nights, and Coach Small wants to talk to his team again. 19-14, Lady Bears leading the Lady Pirates. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ah. Listening to your favorite basketball team battle it out on the hardwood court. When it comes to performance, teams demand the quality of real American wood floors, and you should too. But not just wood floors, real wood cabinets, millwork, even real wood furniture. Beautiful, durable, and timeless. Real wood is always the right choice. Learn more by visiting choosewood.com.
Welcome back again to Westside High School here at Greer's Ferry. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears leading by five. It is Concord basketball. 19-14, low-scoring ball game. We've got 3 minutes and 15 seconds left here in this first half. Cosby guarded by Davis. Those two have been on each other most of the night. Now we got a switch. Corbett has it. Cosby goes to the basket. Can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. Pulled down by Tay Davis. Tay looking up the floor. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears wanting to run before Concord can set up that defense. They're playing a box and one. We're seeing that a lot against the Lady Bears. Guarding Brim Washam all over the floor and everybody else playing this zone. Tay Davis with it on the wing. Looking inside. Gives it to Corbett. Corbett goes up with it. Had her shot blocked by Cosby. Cosby's done a good job inside protecting the basket. And Brim Washam's going to pick up her second foul. Second foul on the Lady Bears, Brim Washam. Fourth foul on the team. The next one will be the two shots. Checking back in is number 21. That's Devers. Kendall Devers. Going out is number 30. That was Glover, Savannah Glover. With a basketball out front. Number 20, that is Cornette. That's Lakin Cornette. It's stolen by Molly Corbett. Off to Adriana. Adriana to the basket. Had it blocked inside to Davis, and Davis is going to be fouled. Good defense there by the Lady Pirates. Got the block shot. Tay Davis will go to the free throw line. Tay with 5 points in the ballgame. Trying to build on this five-point lead. 19-14. Lady Bears have only scored 3 points here in this second quarter. Davis sets for the first free throw. It's on the way, and it is good. Lady Bears right now are 7 out of 7 at the free throw line. It's a good thing. They need every point. Second one on the way is good. Davis has 7 to lead the Lady Bears in scoring, and it's a 7-point lead, 21-14. Mammoth Spring needs to stop and a couple of runouts here to end this half. Got to put some distance on these Lady Pirates. The longer it stays close, the more confidence they're going to get. Pass inside, almost stolen. It is good defense by Molly Corbett. Got a hand on it. And then it went off the hands of one of the Lady Pirates and out of bounds. Mammoth Spring will inbound on the sideline and bring it up the floor. Down to 2 minutes to play in this first half. Laney Young has it out top. Gives it to Molly Corbett across to Davis. Davis back out to Corbett around to Young. Young on that left wing goes underneath. Good pass in the middle. Back out to Molly. Molly around to Davis. Inside to Washam. Washam will put it up and in. Brynn now with 5 points, and the Lady Bears with a 9-point lead, their biggest of the ball game. 23-14, down to a minute 40 to play. Cosby will bring it across half court. She's guarded by Davis with a basketball. Cosby wanted the ball inside. They didn't throw it to her. Pass in the middle, shot up and no good. Rebound pulled down by Adriana Corbett. I don't know how many rebounds Adriana has right now, but it's several. She has been on the boards. Young thought about the three, didn't take it. Comes out to Davis. Davis back over to Adriana Corbett. To Molly. Molly drives down the lane, puts it up off the glass for two. Molly Corbett now with 6 points in the ballgame. All five starters have scored for Mammoth Spring. 25-14. It's an 11-point Mammoth Spring lead. Cosby with it. She'll bring it outside. Almost lost there by the Lady Pirates. Cosby has it. We're down to 46 seconds to play here in the first half. 15 on the shot clock. Cosby trying to get around this defense. Having some problems. Goes underneath. Shot up is good. Number 5, Gibson, with her third field goal. She's got 6. The freshman for the Lady Pirates. It's a 9-point game. Lady Bears probably going to play for the final shot here at the quarter. Brynn Washam looking inside. The count's on. She's got to get rid of the basketball. I had no idea the referee was standing behind her counting. Jaylee Tyson going to check in. She'll come in. Brynn Washam will get a breather here. 9-point ball game, 17.5 to play. Good news for Lady Bear fans is Lady Bears really haven't played their best basketball yet. So hopefully they'll come out in the second half and get things going. Cosby with it. Cosby trying to get around Davis. Goes to the basket. Wild shot up and in. Tough shot. by Ashlyn Causey. And at the end of the first half, your score, 25-18, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead it by 7. We'll take a break. Back with your first half stats in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Flat, and Mountain View, has a degree plan just for you. Surgical technology, nursing, automotive, and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, precision machining, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Technical Center in Ash Flat and our Welding Center in Mountain View, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. At Ozarka, students matter, and your education is affordable. Ozarka College, life-changing.
Heads up, high school juniors. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative will send four teenagers on youth tour this June. The Electric Cooperative Youth Tour is an all-expense-paid trip to Washington, D.C. Winners will explore monuments and museums, visit with senators and representatives, and meet students from across the country. Download the Youth Tour application at naeci.com. That's naeci.com. Be sure to apply by March 15th.
Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Your home is where your memories live. It's where you laugh and where you love. We understand the importance of the valuables under your roof, tangible and intangible alike. So no matter what's around the corner, we'll be there, offering you and your family the support that's made Farm Bureau Insurance a trusted name for over 70 years. You deserve more. You deserve a promise. Visit AFBIC.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
Welcome back again here to Westside High School, Greers Ferry, Arkansas, the 1A-2 regional tournament semifinals. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears at the half, leading by 7, 25-18. I want to remind you, the Arkansas Activities Association is one of 50 state organizations that belong to the National Federation of State High School Associations. This association formulates policies, game rules, and standards for interscholastic competition. The schools of Arkansas have adopted these rules on eligibility, which correspond with those recommended by the National Federation. Again, at the half, your score 25-18 as we take a look here at the scoring in the ballgame. First of all, for the Concord Lady Pirates, who've done a great job in this first half of slowing down high-powered offense from Mammoth Spring. They were led by Ashlyn Causey. She has 9 points. Looks like 6 points for the freshman, Whitney Goodson. 3 for Kately Cornett for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Every one of their starters scored in that first half. Just not enough of it, really. Got 7 points for Tay Davis. Got 6 points for Molly Corbett. 5 for Bryn Washam. 4 for Adriana Corbett. And 3 for Laney Young. Lady Bears come out, took a 2-0 lead. The Lady Pirates answered back with 6 straight to take a 4-point lead. Lady Bears at about the 4-minute mark, started to find their stroke a little bit in that first quarter. About 4 minutes left in the quarter, end up scoring 16 in the quarter, lead at 16-10 at the end of one. And again, they built that lead out as much as 9 in the second quarter, but lead it now by 7 here at the half, 25-18. No real foul trouble on the Lady Bears. Bryn Washam and Molly Corbett, they do have 2 fouls each. But for the Lady Pirates, Lady Brackett picked up 3 fouls in like the first 4 minutes of the ball game, and she's been on the bench. And maybe some good news there for Concord that she'll be back out there in the second half, one of their starters here in this game. A good crowd on hand here for this 1A-2 regional semifinal. Again, a reminder, big day here tomorrow at Westside High School. It'll be championship day of the regional tournament. They'll start with third place games at noon. It'll be the girls contest for third place. 1:30, the varsity boys will play in the third place game. Championship round, or the championship games, will start that evening at 6 o'clock. The girls will play. Norfolk Lady Panthers are waiting on the winner of this game. Norfolk with a big win. They cruised a victory earlier here today. So they'll play the winner of the Mammoth Spring and Concord game tomorrow night at 6 o'clock in the championship. And the boys' championship is tomorrow night. We do know that the Concord boys will be playing in that championship game against the winner of the final game here this season. Again, we are at the half, 4:58 left to play in this halftime break. Gives us an opportunity to say thank you again to our boosters for Lady Bear Basketball. They include Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Alton Bank and their branch bank of Birch Street, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Scott Ream and Ream Optometry in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Fred O'Neill, Attorney at Law, and 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Cooper Family Farm in Mammoth Spring, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Thayer Walmart, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated and Towing in Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Martin and Alton and Thayer, Forster's Home Furnishings and Appliance and Highland in Thayer, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring and Clary Funeral Home in Alton and Thayer. I want to remind you, immediately following the game, be sure and stay tuned. We'll have the Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, Seth Godwin, your agent in Fulton County, post-game report, and we'll be naming the Mammoth Spring Lady Bear player of the game. Lady Bears are back out getting warmed up here and ready to go for the second half with Concord. Again, Lady Bears leading by 7. We'll take another break. We'll have more from Westside High School coming up in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients at Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, located at 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Your next car, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick and GMC in West Plains is your goal. Taylor's an Ozarks native. He knows that honesty and fairness means the world. Go by and see Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something. Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Palace Drugstore is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drugstore is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick, and Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drugstore your local pharmacy.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Welcome back again here to Westside High School at Grierson Ferry, Arkansas. It's the 1A2 regional semifinals. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Concord Lady Pirates. We are at the half, 25-18 Mammoth Spring with that 7-point lead over Concord. And both teams are back out now. They're getting warmed up and ready to go. We expect an exciting finish to this with Concord. Defensively has really played the Lady Bears tough, holding them to just 25 points. And we know how explosive this offense is. They put up 74 points on Wednesday against the Viola Lady Longhorns. And kind of what we've been seeing from them throughout the last several weeks. We talked about that game on Wednesday in the championship of the district tournament. Lady Bears, well, didn't really score a whole lot, but didn't play a whole lot for the starters in that fourth quarter. Won that game with Mark Tree 57-33. And like I said, most of their games over the last few weeks, they have just dominated. But they struggled offensively here in the first half. We'll see if Coach Small talked to them here at the half, if they can get things turned around and get that offense going. Same five for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears to start the second half. Looks like same five that started the first half for Concord. And immediately they go into box of one. They are face guarding Brim Washam all over the floor, denying her the basketball. They know that she could put up points in a hurry. Laney Young over to Washam. Washam got the screen, kicked it back out. They swing around Davis with it. Davis looking inside across to Young. Young open, goes underneath to Corbett. Back out to Molly Corbett. Molly drives in the lane, gives it to Davis. Down to 10 seconds on the shot clock. Davis picks up the dribble, gives it to Corbett. Corbett to the basket, puts it up, puts it in, and drew the foul. Adriana Corbett with a tough shot. She switched that to her left hand when she was fouled and made the bucket, and now will go to the free throw line, where she's 4 out of 4 on the night. All four of her points in the first half came from the line. Shot is on the way. It is good. Lady Bears are still perfect at the line. They've made 9 out of 9 on the night. 10-point lead, biggest lead of the ball game now. Cosby crosses half court. Now Laney Young has switched off onto Cosby. Davis guarded for most of the first half. Driving to the basket, shot up. Good defense by Adriana Corbett. Back out. They swing the ball around the outside. The ball's on the floor. Picked up by the Lady Pirates. Down to 12 seconds, a steal. And we're going to have 3 seconds in the lane on the Lady Pirates. Bears will get the ball back. So a better start to this second half than they had in the first half, or the second quarter, as far as that goes. Mammoth Spring will bring the ball up the floor. Corbett will give it to Davis. And they'll start the offense. Again, number 23's got her hand right in the face of Brim Washam, and she's just following all over the floor with her hand in her face. Young thought about the three, gives it to Molly Corbett at the free throw line. Back across to Davis, underneath to Adriana. Adriana out to Molly. Molly chases it down in half court, gives it back to Davis. Davis drives in, out to Young. Three-pointer on the way, off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound off of Kazi and out of bounds. It'll belong to Mammoth Spring. 6:35 left to play third quarter. Lady Bears have scored the only 3 points of the ball game. Adriana Corbett scored that. Inbound play to Molly. She'll go back up with it. Can't get it to go. Cosby had the rebound. Chased down on the sideline. Pass underneath. We're going to have a foul, I think, on Laney Young. Laney, probably not a bad foul there. They had the wide open player underneath the basket. Laney fouled them before the pass. First, second. Three Lady Bears with 2 fouls now with a basketball. They work it inside the cornet. The ball's knocked loose. Picked up by Davis. Three on two, and Davis is going to back it back out. Didn't look like she had a good lane to the basket. She's going to take her time. Young with it. Back over to Molly Corbett. Molly looking inside. Picks up her dribble. Comes back out to Davis. Bears patient on offense. So give it to Young on the wing. Inside to Washam up and in. Bryn Washam now with 7, and the Lady Bears now with a 12-point lead. First 5 points here of the second half with the basketball. Number 23, Brackett, who got in foul trouble early, drives baseline. She's cut off. Good pass inside to Goodson. Goodson with the first two of the second half for Concord. She's got 8. Back to a 10-point ball game. Tay Davis walks into the free throw line, picks up the dribble, had it taken away. Good defense there by the Concord Lady Pirates. Number 20. Cornett, that is, excuse me, Lakin Cornett. She has the ball out front. Lakin on the dribble. She'll hand off to Kazi. Back over to Brackett. Brackett, pass across the floor. Stolen by Adriana Corbett. Adriana read that all the way. She's going to take it to the basket. Pass over to Washam for 2. Good break there and timeout called. And we got a player down now. On the floor for the Concord Lady Pirates. We'll take a break back here in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
solid game plan is key to success. When selling your home, ask your agent. How does the commission I pay encourage other agents to help us sell? At Monarch Realty, we split your commission equally with every other agent in Missouri or Arkansas to get you to the finish line. Monarch Realty, Solomon Cornelius, broker.
Welcome back again to Westside High School. After that timeout, that was the freshman Goodson went down on the floor trying to block that shot. She went into the stanchion. She is on the bench now. Of course, she is one of their leading scorers. She's had 8 of their 20 points. Almost a steal again by Corbett. Pass back out. They go back over to Kazi. Her jumper up, no good. Fight for the rebound. And the Lady Pirates get it. Kazi's shot is blocked. Good defense by Mammoth Spring. Shot on the way. No good. Kazi gets the rebound. Back to the basket. Puts it in. Draws the foul. Ashlyn Kazi with good work there inside. She's in double figures now with 11. She has 11 of their 22. At the line, Kazi will set to try to complete the three-point play, make it a 9-point ball game. Shot on the way is no good. Rebound inside. Back up. Shot and a foul. Tay Davis going to be called for the foul. Lady Bears got to get those rebounds. Kately Cornett, who has 3 points, will go to the free throw line. Cornett's first one is on the way, and it is no good. Molly just about fell into the lane there. She was trying to keep her balance to keep from having a lane violation. Managed to not fall in, and Cornett makes the second. She was 1 out of 2. And it's a 9-point ball game, 32-23. Lady Bears have led by as many as 12 here. Jaylee Tyson in now. Off to Washam. Washam for 3. It's good. Bryn Washam with 7 points here in this third quarter. She's got 12 in the ballgame, and the Lady Bears are back out by 12. 35-23. Pass into Kazi. She goes baseline. Shot up is good. Kazi's hard to stop down there. She's got 13 now. 10-point ball game, 35-25, 3:53 left in the third. Pass in the middle, almost stolen. Good effort by Jaylee Tyson, saved it back in, but to the Lady Pirates. Lady Pirates pushing the ball up the floor, shot on the way, it's good. Wow, tough shot by Katie Cornett, got it to go. And the Lady Bears lead is down to 8, 35-27. Lady Pirates not going away. Underneath, Molly Corbett into Washington, the ball's knocked out of bounds, good effort. Again by Kately Cornett. Excuse me. Lady Bears will inbound the ball. 3:28 left to play third quarter. Lady Bears just don't seem to be really into this game so far. Pass underneath is knocked away, and we got a timeout called by Coach Small before the turnover. Save the Lady Bears possession there. So we'll take it with them. We'll be back again in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
And again, welcome back here to Westside High School in Grewsbury, Arkansas. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, the defending 1A state champions, holding on to an 8-point lead, 35-27. The winner of this one will play Norfolk tomorrow night in the regional championship game. The Lady Panthers are waiting on the winner. The loser of this game will play tomorrow at noon for the third place trophy. And that third seed going into the state tournament next week at Harrison, Arkansas, at North Arkansas College. Lady Bears will have the ball here out of the timeout. Let's see. Looks like Adriana Corbett going to bring the ball in. Inbound play for Mammoth Spring looking to come in. They're going to bring it in to Washam. She thought about the three. Gets it out to Corbett. Adriana back around to Tyson, to Davis. Tay looks at the defense, gives it back over to Corbett. Back out to Davis. Lady Bears patient here on offense. Corbett to Washam. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Lady Pirates, number 23, Brackett. They can cut the lead a little closer. Lady Bears have led by as many as 12. Pass across the floor. All the way in, shot up is no good. Fight for the rebound, picked up by Molly Corbett. Molly with one defender in front of her, goes to the basket, put it up, put it in. Good play by the Lady Bear sophomore. She's got 8 points, and the lead's back out to 10, 37-27. Coach Small over across the floor, clapping his hands, encouraging his team to play defense. Brackett with it to give it to Kazi in the corner. She's guarded by Tyson. Back out front, the pass is stolen by, or hit. Oh, that's an obvious push. Molly hit to Molly. Don't know, just got a little frustrated. Thought she had a steal and give a little shove to the back of the defender. That's the third foul now on Molly Corbett. Some Lady Bears getting in some foul trouble. So far, Coach Small not making a move to bring anybody in for her. Trusting the sophomore not to commit another foul. Shot up, no good. Kazi with a rebound, back up and in. Kazi scored 6 in the quarter, has 15 in the ball game. Back to an 8-point ball game. 37-29. Again, the Lady Pirates just not going away. Outside, Molly Corbett with it. Almost lost it. It's on the floor. Picked up. Adriana Corbett over to Tyson. Now to Washam. Washam sidesteps, shoots the three. Can't get it to go. Fight for the loose ball on the floor. And it's out of bounds. Touch last by the Lady Pirates. Again, both these teams will advance into that state tournament next week at North Arkansas College. Tay Davis. And inbound the basketball here for Mammoth Spring, leading by 8. Out to Washam. She thought about the 3, didn't take it. Gives it out to Molly Corbett. Across to Davis. Davis looking inside. Over to Tyson. Tyson's going to fire for 3. It's on the way. Off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound, controlled by the Lady Pirates. They can cut into this 8-point lead now with a minute 23 left to play third quarter. Lady Bears. Just not playing the game we're used to seeing here tonight. And you credit the defense from Concord a lot on that, too. They played good defense against this Mammoth Spring team. Playing that box and one, trying to deny Brim Washam the basketball. Washam still, though, has scored 12. Inbound play here for Concord, looking to come in. They bring it in to Kazi. She'll put it up, no good. Fight for the rebound. And Tay Davis will run it down in the corner. Pass up the floor, gets it to Washam. Washam underneath to Molly Corbett. Her shot is rejected. Out to Adriana Corbett. Adriana drives in, kicks it back out. Tyson for 3. It's on the way. In and out, no good. Rebound fought for, controlled by Adriana Corbett, and her shot blocked. Boy, the Lady Pirates really defending the rim well. They've got a couple of blocks in there in the last minute that saved easy points. 8-point ball game. Mammoth Spring inbound. Brim Washam lost her balance, went down, turned the ball over, and it's taken out by Brackett. Brackett hand the ball back to the teammate. We're down to 38 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Kazi with the basketball out front. She's trying to drive around the defense. Tyson diving on the floor, trying to get to the loose ball and jumping on top of her. They called a jump ball. It will belong to the Lady Pirates. Concord with the basketball, 18 on the shot clock. They didn't reset it. Well, I think possession did change. We'll see if they changed that, and they did. They turned the shot clock off. Lady Pirates have 28 seconds to get the shot up. Third quarter, almost a steal. Brim Washam called for a foul. That's her third. The Lady Bears get themselves into some trouble here. This is still very much a ball game, just an 8-point lead. That's going to put Brackett at the free throw line. Brackett can make it a 6-point ball game here with 24 seconds left to play third quarter. First shot is on the way, and it is good. For Brackett, that's her first points of the ball game. She'll set for the second. 7-point ball game, 37-30. Second one on the way is good. Make it 37-31, 6-point ball game. Tay Davis now brings the ball in the front quarter. The Lady Bears going to play for the final shot of the quarter. Washam has it. Washam gives it to Tyson, back to Bryn. Bryn drives in. Her pass is going to be stolen by the Lady Pirates. Lady Bears need to cut down on the turnovers here. Lady Pirates a chance to score again here at the end of the quarter. Can't get the shot to go. Corbett throws it the length of the floor, At the end of three quarters, your score 37-31. Concord trails the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. We'll take a break. Back in 1 minute with your fourth quarter on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Oh. Listening to your favorite basketball team battle it out on the hardwood court. When it comes to performance, teams demand the quality of real American wood floors, and you should too. But not just wood floors, real wood cabinets, millwork, even real wood furniture. Beautiful, durable, and timeless. Real wood is always the right choice. Learn more by visiting choosewood.com.
Welcome back again to Westside High School here at Greers Ferry, Arkansas. This is the Brady Hip Arena, the 1A2 regional semifinals. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with a 6-point lead, really being challenged here by the Concord Lady Pirates. Tay Davis has the ball on the dribble. Lady Bears, see if they can get things going. Turn it over again. Cosby going to the basket. She'll put it up and put it in. The more they do that, the Lady Pirates is getting more and more confident here. Coming down the stretch, it's a 4-point ball game, 37-33. Mammoth Spring, I don't know why, just not looking like themselves tonight. Into Corbett, Adriana back out to Young, across the floor to Davis. Davis pass into the middle to Corbett, and we're going to get a foul called on number 12, Cornette, her second. That's the first foul here of the fourth quarter. We're 37 seconds in. Mammoth Spring will inbound. Looking to come in here. They'll bring it in. And the pass meant to come in to Laney Young was knocked out of bounds by Cosby. Inbound play here for Mammoth Spring. Looking to come in. They'll bring it in to Young. Young into the post to Corbett, across to Davis. She's going to fire for three, and it's good. Big shot there by Tay Davis. Lady Bears needed that badly. 7-point ball game, 40-33 with 7 minutes left to play. Cosby crosses half court on the dribble, picks it up, gives it over to number 12, Cornette. She'll answer with a three. Kately Cornette makes it a 4-point ball game. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Across half court, Davis with it. Davis picks up her dribble, needs help, finds Young. Young, her pass is knocked away, almost stolen. They work it inside to Corbett. Adriana back out to Davis. Underneath to Molly. Molly will put it off the glass, no good. Fight for the rebound. Two Lady Bears both going for it. It goes out of bounds. Well, that's good news. Number 5, Goodson, who fell, got hurt earlier, is going to be able to play. She's back in the ball game. Didn't want to see anybody get hurt. The freshman back in there. Inbound play to Davis. Davis. Back out. They swing it around to Young. Young's pass is tipped and going to go out of bounds. Touch last by the Concord Lady Pirates. Lady Bears fortunate there. That went another turnover. Inbound play, Mammoth Spring. They just are really struggling. They've got to get something going here. Pass over to Molly Corbett. Molly back out to Davis. Davis underneath to Adriana Corbett. Adriana put it up. She can't get it to go. And Cosby pulls down the rebound. They can cut it to two, and they do. Cornette with the layup. Timeout taken, 40-38. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears by two. We'll take a break. Back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Serving Fulton and Sharp counties, the Ozarka College campus and Carpenter Technical Center in Ash Flat offer affordable education and quality training for your career. General studies, IT, criminal justice, teacher education, professions in healthcare, welding, machining, automotive, and diesel mechanics, and more. At Ozarka, students matter, and your education is affordable. Go online to get started at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
Heads up, high school juniors. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative will send four teenagers on youth tour this June. The Electric Cooperative Youth Tour is an all-expense-paid trip to Washington, D.C.
Winners will explore monuments and museums, visit with senators and representatives, and meet students from across the country. Download the Youth Tour application at naeci.com. That's naeci.com. Be sure to apply by March 15th.
And again, welcome back here to Westside High School. We got a great ball game here between the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Concord Lady Pirates. It's a two-point game. Lady Pirates, the lower seed here in the tournament, going against the defending champion, number one ranked Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Lady Bears has struggled offensively. They struggled with turnovers, and it's a two-point ball game. And there we go, another turnover. Mammoth Spring got to take better care of the basketball. 40-38, pass into the corner, three-pointer on the way, is good, and the Concord Lady Pirates have a one-point lead. Trying to pull the big upset here over the Lady Bears. Molly Corbett with the basketball, her pass over into the corner to Washington, underneath to Adriana, out to Young, to Davis. Davis thought about the three, back to Young. Young is going to fire for three, it's good. Lainey Young with a big three there. Her second of the ball game gives Mammoth Spring a two-point lead, 43-41. Lady Bears against this younger Concord team. See if they can use their experience here late in this ball game. Bryn Washam to the basket. Had it blocked. It's going to go out of bounds. They had Bears fans upset. They want a foul. Blocked shot goes out of bounds, but it went off of the Concord Lady Pirates. Mammoth Spring will have the basketball. Well, the Bear fans stood up. They were not happy with that no call. Back outside, Bryn Washam will bring it around to Molly Corbett. Molly, her pass is tipped, but right to Davis. Stay, thought about the three. She'll bring it back over to Corbett, around to Young. They quickly jump out on her, inside to Davis, to Adriana Corbett. She'll put it up and in. Adriana with another big bucket. She's got 9 points, and the Lady Bears have built the lead back out to four. Kazi has the basketball. Still lots of time. 4:30 left to play. Pass into the middle, and the shot is blocked, picked up by Lainey Young. Good defense by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Day Davis crosses half court on the dribble. Looks at that zone defense, comes back out to Molly, around to Adriana Corbett on the baseline. Adriana back out front to Molly Corbett. Molly drives in, gives the pass over, and it's stolen. And then stolen right back by Davis. Davis's pass inside is blocked away. It's stolen again. Lady Bears continue to turn the ball over. Got to take care of the ball. Driving to the basket. That was an obvious ball, no call. Goodson gets the layup. And we got a two-point ball game. 45-43, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead it by two over the Concord Lady Pirates. I want to remind you, the Arkansas Activities Association believe that athletes are taught many things through sports. In addition to the skills, they learn self-control, ideals of fair play and honesty, respect for authority, and for opposing players. To learn these values results in maximum benefits for his or her athletic experiences. 45-43, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears really being challenged here tonight by the Concord Lady Pirates here in the semifinal. Again, the winner of this one will play Norfolk. Remember, win or lose, both these teams will move on to that state tournament next week over at North Arkansas College in Harrison. Of course, you want to win and have that higher seed where you'll play the other lower seeds from the other region. The winner of this one will be the 2 seed out of the 1A2 region. The loser will be the 3 or 4, depending on what happens tomorrow. Will be, I said 2 seed. The winner of this one will be playing for that top seed. They'll take on Norfolk tomorrow. So right now, it's looking like it could be either team. And not taking anything away from the Concord Lady Pirates, they have played well. But the Lady Bears have just really struggled. Uncharacteristic turnovers. We're not used to seeing that from this team. Molly Corbett with the basketball. Back out to Corbett after giving it over to Young. Young on the dribble, picks up the dribble. Pass underneath to Corbett. She had her shot blocked. Goes back up with it. Can't get it to go. Gets it again. Should bring it back out. Young for three. It's on the way off the rim. No good. Rebound by the Concord Lady Pirates. Cosby, who has controlled the boards inside, and boy, she's got a bunch of block shots. Cosby on the dribble. Her pass into the corner. Three-pointer on the way is off the rim. No good. Rebound by Brackett. Back up. She's fouled. Adriana Corbett called for the foul. And that's going to send the Lady Pirates back to the free throw line. Number 23, Brackett, like I said, set out a lot of that first half in foul trouble. She'll put the first one up. That foul was actually on Tay Davis, her second, not Adriana. She missed the first free throw. Important free throws down the stretch in a two-point ball game. Shot up, no good. Rebound by Davis, and it's loose on the floor. Diving after it. Ball's loose. And it's going to be out of bounds off of Mammoth Spring. Last touch by Brim Watson. Right now, Concord just, they are hustling to that loose ball. Cosby with the basketball. Thought about the three. Picks up her dribble. She needs help. Comes across to number 20. That's Cornette. Cornette going to fire the three. It's on the way. It's good. Nobody guarded her. Lake and Cornette. First three-pointer of the ball game. Makes it a one-point Concord lead. Tay Davis with it. Gives it out to Molly Corbett. Molly driving through traffic. Gives it to Washam underneath to Adriana Corbett. Adriana's double-teamed. And we're going to have a foul called on the Lady Pirates. That'll be their second foul, I believe. Mammoth Spring will inbound. That foul on number 23, Brackett, is her fourth. Inbound play, and that's going to be a turnover. Threw it away. Cosby to the basket. She's going to put it up and put it in. Cosby makes the bucket. Mammoth Spring now will call the timeout. Three-point lead, 2:17 to play. Back at 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
And welcome back again here to Westside High School. Right now, the Concord Lady Pirates with their biggest lead here in the second half. They lead it by three, 48-45. Mammoth Spring will have the basketball. Still lots of time left in this one. But the Bears have really got to start playing better basketball. They have turned the ball over so many times here in this second half. Brim Washam will give it off to Davis. Tay looking inside. Back to Washam. Washam double team. Pass out to Young. To Davis. She'll fire for three. It's on the way, no good. Fight for the rebound. It's off the Lady Pirates and out of bounds. 2:02 left to play. Lady Bears really struggling here to get anything to go in this fourth quarter. Inbound play to Davis. Davis out to Molly Corbett. Molly, one dribble. Cross-court pass almost stolen. Underneath to Adriana Corbett, and she double dribbles. Oh, they called the foul. Bears are lucky there. Thought they were going to call the double dribble on Adriana Corbett. Instead, they called the foul on the Lady Pirates. That's the third on Gibson. Lady Bears will inbound. Third foul on the team. Inside, it's almost turned over. Lady Young thought about the three. Didn't take it. She'll come back out to Davis. Davis to Washam. Washam to the basket. Trying to go up with it. She's knocked down. And Bears fans are on their feet again. That's it. This game is down to a minute 42. Concord with a three-point lead and the basketball. And they're probably going to try to milk the clock. Lady Bears now going to extend some pressure. Surprised they haven't pressed earlier here in this game. Cosby with it out front. We're down to a minute 29. With the basketball. Cosby on the dribble. She'll pound, bounce it over to Cornette. Gets it right back. Cosby had it knocked away. Picks it back up. Trying to get around Davis, and there's going to be a foul call. That's just the second foul on the Lady Bears. And they'll put a new 35 up. A minute 17 to play. Mammoth Spring got to have a defensive stop. And we got another foul call. Tay Davis just picked up her fourth foul. This is not looking good for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. A three-point deficit with a minute 16 to play. Inbound play. Kazi has it. She'll bring it back out front. They're content here to run as much clock as they can. Washam and Corbett double team and a timeout called by Concord. 48-45. Concord with a three-point lead, a minute seven left to play. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Southern Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, you aren't just a number on the scoreboard. With 1.3 million insured, we have a long history of making good plays. That's why, game day and every day, make us your friends for life. Contact your local Farm Bureau agent for more information or visit us at www.sfbli.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
And welcome back again to Westside High School. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears really struggling here. They trail by 48-45 to these Concord Lady Pirates, who have they played a good game. Got to give them a lot of credit. But again, Lady Bears just with a lot of turnovers here that we're not used to seeing. And offensively, shots that normally they'll make for these are not going down. This is at the makings of a huge upset. You got the number one ranked team in the state on the verge of losing here in the regional semifinals. And another timeout taken as Concord couldn't get the ball in. So still a minute seven left on the clock. Gives us an opportunity again to thank some of our boosters. They include Clary Funeral Home in Alton and Thayer, First Baptist Church in Mammoth Spring, Forschler's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Alton and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Towing in Thayer, Thayer Walmart, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Truman and Wilson Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Cooper Family Farm in Mammoth Spring, Fred O'Neill, Attorney at Law and 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Alton Supported Living, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Alton Bank in their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, State Line Financial Restaurant and Fuel Center. Inbound play here for the Lady Pirates. They got the ball 22 seconds on the shot clock. Lady Bears don't have to foul. Almost a steal. No call. A lot of contact. The ball's loose. Picked up by Davis, and a foul's going to be called. And we got a player down on the floor. I think that's Goodson again. Actually, that's Cornette, number 12, who went down hard. We got a foul called. And we'll see who the foul was on. The foul was on Cornette. That's the fourth foul. So they're still not over the limit. Lady Bears with 56 seconds left to play. Lots of time. They can go for a two or a three here. Down by three. Davis picks up her dribble. She needs help. Finds Washam. Washam across the floor to Young. Back out to Washam. Three-pointer on the way. It's off the rim. No good. Molly Corbett brings down the rebound. Back out to Washam. Down to 39 seconds to play, and Coach Small wants a timeout. 48-45, back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. The most important thing at our dealership is taking the very best care of our customers. We strive for a completely satisfied experience every time you come see us. Stop by Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubel Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Back again at Westside High School, finishing up there with those boosters. Your boosters also include the, as I said, State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer, West Plains, and Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Again, thank you to our boosters for supporting the Lady Bears throughout the season. Lady Bears struggling here tonight. See if they can manage to somehow get a three-pointer here to tie this one up. They are down three, 48-45. We've got 37 seconds left to play, 29 seconds on the shot clock. Lady Bears will inbound on their sideline right there by their bench. Laney Young will trigger the ball in. Looking to come in. Whistle sounds. Mammoth Spring with the inbound play. They'll bring it in to Davis. Tay with a basketball off to Washam. Washam underneath to Corbett. Adriana underneath, and her pass is stolen. Turns it over, and we got a foul call. 28 seconds left to play. Mammoth Spring will set up the press here. 28.1, they're down three. And Coach Small telling his team he got a foul. The next foul will be two shots. Inbound play here for the Lady Pirates. They bring it in, and we got a foul called. We'll see who it's on. I believe Laney Young going to get called for the foul, her third. She's going to send the Pirates to the free throw line with 26 seconds to play. 48-45, three-point Concord lead. Again, the loser of this game plays at noon tomorrow. The winner will play at 6 o'clock. We'll be here for the Lady Bears game either way. First shot on the way by Cornette is good. Big free throw there. That makes it a two-possession game, makes it really hard for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. They got to push the ball up the floor and get points in a hurry. Cornette, shot on the way, no good. Davis with the rebound. Got to go quickly. Davis up the floor to Molly Corbett. Back out to Davis. Just stepped into a three. That's off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound. Laney Young back up. Missed the layup. Fight for the loose ball. It's on the floor. And the jump ball, it'll go to Concord. 11 seconds to play. Now this one is all but over. Concord with a four-point lead. And 11 seconds left to play. Actually, that will not be free throws. That's the sixth foul on the Lady Bears. I think, oh, it was a jump ball, and we've got a push called. Actually, a player down. The referee stopped the clock. 10.6 seconds left to play. What was the whistle? They run time off the clock, I believe, and the ball was, that was a timeout by Concord before the inbound. So they're going to have to put some time back on. They've run it down to 10.6. It was like the 11.4 or something like that. So they get maybe half a second or more put back on, but the Lady Bears are out of time just about. It's a four-point ball game. They got to make something happen. They need a steal in the bucket and a steal in the bucket in a hurry. Not saying it can't be done, but it's going to be really hard for the Lady Bears to get back in. It's looking like they'll be playing at noon tomorrow in the third-place game. Not what we expected. But, like I said, they will go on to the state tournament. This is a bad game. We'll put this behind them. Hopefully play better the rest of the way in the tournament. Inbound play here. Looking to come in. And that's going to be a foul. Causey is fouled by Corbett. Adriana with the foul. Molly goes over and helps her up. 10.5 left to play. And at the line, Causey looks to build on this four-point lead. Lady Pirates win this. You're going to hear this crowd erupt across the way. This is going to be a big, huge upset. It'll be the first 1A team, I think, to beat Mammoth Spring in 2 years. If the Lady Pirates can do it. Missed the first free throw, but still not a lot of time here. Second one on the way is good. Causey made one out of two. And that's going to just about do it. 10 seconds to play. Lady Bears up the floor. Washam got to get the shot up. Running out of time. Shot no good. Rebound taken by the Lady Pirates, and that's the ball game. 50-45. Huge upset for the Concord Lady Pirates, and they are celebrating as they just beat the defending state champion and the top-ranked team in the state here in the semifinals of the 1A2 Regional. We'll take a break. We'll come back to wrap this one up in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-thru at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Welcome back again to Westside High School. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears upset here by the Concord Lady Pirates, 50-45. Your final score. Lady Bears will play tomorrow at noon. They'll play in that third place game here in the 1A2 regional tournament. This is your Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, Seth Godwin, your agent in Fulton County, post game report from Westside High School. Lady Bears. First of all, we'll take a look at the scoring for the Concord Lady Pirates. They were led by Ashlyn Cossey. She had 20 points, 15 for Kaylee Cornett, 10 points for Whitney Goodson. Looks like 3 points for Lakin Cornett and 2 for Laney Brackett. For the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, Brynn Washam led the way with 12 points, 9 for Adriana Corbett, 8 for Molly Corbett, and then 6 apiece for Tay Davis and Laney Young. And Lady Bears just could not get anything going here today. Too many turnovers. Didn't take very good care of the basketball, and it cost them. But the good news is, even though they lost, they'll play for third place tomorrow, and then they'll move on and play down at North Arkansas College in Harrison next week in the state tournament. So we're going to wrap things up here Grews Ferry High School, or from Westside High School at Grews Ferry. Before we do that, we need to name your Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, Seth Godwin, your agent of Fulton County Player of the Game. And we'll do that here in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Steve Airy knows what it takes to be a winner. That's why he chose Solomon Cornelius and his team of experienced agents.
How you're treated matters. If there's one thing I know, you can count on Corn. Monarch Realty, 417-469-2869 or 417-264-2330.
We'll name the Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, Seth Godwin, your agent and Fulton County Player of the Game for Mammoth Spring. And it's going to be Brynn Washam. Brynn, the only player in double figures for Mammoth Spring with 12 points. Again, the Lady Bears losing 50-45 in the semifinals of the 1A2 regional tournament here at Westside High School. They'll play at noon tomorrow in the third place game. Of course, we'll be here for that for you right here on K-Country 95. Well, it's been fun. We're going to wrap things up here. From Grews Ferry High School, I want to say thank you to our sponsors for Lady Bear Basketball. They include the Bank of Salem and Mammoth Spring and Salem, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains, Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, Seth Godwin, your agent in Fulton County, Palace Drugstore in Mammoth Spring and Salem, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, FNBC Community Bankers, Monarch Realty, Solomon Cornelius, your broker with offices in Thayer and Little Spring, Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, Ozark College, Mammoth Spring School, and Missouri Forest Products Association, your sponsors for Lady Bear Basketball. For Coleman back at the station, I'm Mike Robinson for Mammoth Spring Lady Bear Basketball here anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.